Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. It's time once again for Lawton's International Festival, the annual event that celebrates the different cultures that make up our community in Southwest Oklahoma. Here today to talk with us about this year's festival is Dinah Lazardi, Chief Quality Officer at Southwestern Medical Center and member of the International Festival Committee. Dinah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's jump right in. What's going to be happening at the 2018 International Festival?
Well, this is our 39th year, and we'll start Friday afternoon with a Parade of Nation that kicks off the opening ceremony on the 2nd Street stage. The festival, what's unique about it, we also have a naturalization ceremony during the opening ceremony, where 14 residents representing 9 different countries will take the Oath of Allegiance and be sworn in as citizens. We are the only venue in Oklahoma that does this, so that's one of the things we're very proud of. The festival also highlights over 60 food and sales and display booths this year. We're going to have about 230 volunteer performers, and 80 of those are about 16 years old and younger, representing many cultures and countries. And we call them volunteer performers, represent many areas of the Lawton area, like the Lionheart Karate, Aislinn and the Snake River Gang, Cameron University, Pan Express, the Comanche Nation Youth Dancers, the Filipino American Association of Lawton, Fort Sill, Galilee Missionary Baptist Church. They have a choir and band. We have Good Friends and Dulcimers performing. New this year is Greg Stallings and Ronnie Ellis. They're a group that's going to be performing. One of the favorites performers is Keeley's Polynesian Spectacular that will be performing on the North Stage Friday evening. And other returning performers are Kickers of Lawton, Lawton Harmony Chorus called the Sweet Adelines, the Mexican Folkloric Dancers who are a crowd pleaser, and the Oceano Salsa Club. They're going to be dancing kind of like interactive and performing all over throughout the park. And also we have the Cloggers. And then the 77th U.S. Army Band and Brass Quintet performs courtesy of the Fire Center of Excellence at the opening ceremony. So a lot of good things are going to be happening here this weekend.
You mentioned the Parade of Nations and the naturalization ceremony, and I know those have become very popular parts of the opening ceremonies. Will the parade be the same size as attendees have seen over the last few years?
We hope that there's a good representation of the different cultures that reside in Lawton, so we hope it's about the same, if not larger, than the previous group last year.
Aside from the performing acts and entertainment, what are some of the other events that will be happening at the festival?
The interactive areas, obviously, they can participate in that. There's the children's area that's very popular, and also one of the high school groups will have an area for them. They can do arts and crafts, and we hope that the parents stay with the children as they do that. But there's a lot of interactive activities that are going to be there throughout the day.
Now, one of the other major attractions each year is all of the wonderful international cuisine available at the festival, some of that from vendors, some of that from community members who prepare traditional dishes. What will be some of the culinary delights available at this year's festival?
Well, we had the returning favorites is the American Indian Club, and they make the wonderful Indian tacos. And also popular is a beer booth. And new to the festival this year is going to be the Filipino food booth, and it's called the Manila Express. They're new this year, but there's other ethnic groups such as the Samoan Congregational Christian Church. There is the barbecue and also a lot of different concession stands.
As anyone who's attended the festival knows, the food is not the only thing available for purchase. You'll also have the usual array of vendors selling culture-related items.
Right, and what we want from the sales vendor is that they have to have some sort of cultural connection with the international festival, some sort of idea that it's related to the international festival.
Now, shifting gears just a little, for our listeners who may be new to the area or just unfamiliar with the history, tell me about the International Festival itself and how it got started here in Lawton.
It got started about 39 years ago, and it was just about an hour event at the public library, and ethnic groups got together to have a display of different cultures, nationalities that were there at the time. And over the years, it's grown from the public library to the park where it is now.
Now, you volunteer with the Festival Committee, which is the group that plans the event each year. But I want to ask, how is the festival supported in Lawton so that it can be held each year?
It is supported through the City of Lawton, the Lawton Arts and Humanities Council. Obviously, the International Festival Committee meets monthly. It takes a whole year to plan this event. The Oklahoma Arts Council and the National Endowment for the Arts supports the activity, McMahon Foundation, and the various other sponsors.
Dinah, we are just about out of time. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners about this year's International Festival?
I'd like to invite the Lawton community, surrounding areas, to come out and enjoy the fun. We're going to have 3 days of a celebration of our ethnic groups in Lawton, and also support the citizens who are taking the oath of allegiance to be sworn in. We start at 5 o'clock on Friday, 5 to 10. Saturday, we start at 11 a.m. through 10 p.m., and Sunday, 12 noon to 5 p.m. And rain or shine, we're there.
All right. Dinah Lazzardi of the International Festival Committee giving us the rundown on the 2018 Lawton International Festival. Dinah, thanks again for coming by.
My pleasure.
The 2018 International Festival will take place this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 28th through the 30th, in Elmer Thomas Park in Lawton. Hours for the event are 5 to 10 p.m. on Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, and 12 to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Admission to the event is free, and a free park and ride shuttle will run from McMahon Auditorium to the park. For more information about the festival, contact Lawton Arts and Humanities at 580-581-3470, visit the festival event page at lawtonok.gov, or the festival page on Facebook. KCCU is a media sponsor of the 2018 International Festival. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.